I'm Keith Dalrymple. I'm chair of the Northern Chamber of Commerce and the Ramsian Northern Regeneration Steering Group.
I'm Emma Honey. I'm secretary of the Northern Chamber of Commerce, and I'm also on the Ramsian Northern Regeneration Steering Group.
Would you be able to explain what a master plan is and what it will do for the town?
The master plan is exactly what it says on the tin. It's an overall plan for something that can improve and enhance the town of Ramsey and the north of the island, making sure that we build upon what we already have, use the assets that are present. What we have at this moment, an exhibition, is not the master plan. It is an information gathering exercise. It's conceptual. It's not prescriptive. They're not proposals. We are inviting the widest possible range of people within our community from all sectors to contribute their ideas. The hope is that based upon those ideas, the community will help produce benefits for the whole community.
Why are you holding the drop-in sessions and the interactive conceptual exhibit?
Basically to give the whole community a chance to come in, look at the map, put stickers on it where their favourite places are, perhaps something like an area that is in need of a bit of TLC, get the kids involved with drawing on the colouring sheets, adding play areas. Just really interact with it, play with it, bring some ideas to the table of what the community wants to see in Ramsey.
What is the Chamber and the Steering Group hoping to get out of the exercise?
Opinions, ideas, suggestions, and comments which may be complimentary or critical. I've said the widest range of people. We want to inform the decision-making going forward. For the sort of improvements that are needed, we have to attract investment. And whether that's public sector investment or private sector, there has to be evidence that whatever is required is viable and is sustainable. Given the voice, the vox pop of the public, then that would be an indication that there are certain things that the public at large will support should it be provided. It's not a case of build it and they will come.
You've had quite a few people in this morning, so what information are you looking for from those residents?
There's various ways that the community can share ideas. So there are stickers and notes to write on places they love, little light bulbs for places that they might have an idea about, areas that need regenerating or redecorating almost, and really just having a think about the areas of Ramsey that they would not like to see changed in any way, and then areas really that the community could get behind in making it look a lot nicer and encouraging more people into the town and making it a nicer place to live.
How does the interactive exhibit work, and what do people need to know?
So the exhibition is on in Ramsey Town Hall in the foyer. It's open during the library opening hours until the 14th of August, after which the information will all be collated together and we can publish some results.
The hope is that people will submit suggestions. No one individual or group of individuals knows all the answers. We certainly don't pretend to. We're asking questions and hoping that the public will have sufficient interest in this, their town, to inform the debate going forward.
How important are events and things like this for the town, the community and yourselves as the Chamber and the Steering Group?
Vital, vital. Anything that builds community spirit, that involves the community in its town, it is vital. As a chamber, we're a small group, a small but growing group, and we've grown considerably in the last 12 months. We have an events subcommittee that are people who are purely involving themselves in running the events that are already within our calendar, but adding new ideas to that, and separately the steering group for regeneration, because it's necessary now for us to have people who concentrate on both aspects. We're looking very closely at the experiences elsewhere in various parts of the UK. We don't believe that we have the ability, the imagination or the resources to reinvent this particular wheel. We can learn from the experiences elsewhere. UK government has set up high street task forces which have had some measure of success, in fact considerable success in various areas. We are taking on board the information from those business cases so that we are not starting from scratch, we're learning. And one of the most pleasing aspects of this exhibition has been the number of people who have contributed to it from both public and private sectors, so that we have individuals, officers from government departments such as Cabinet Office and Enterprise, alongside people from the construction industry, self-employed people, business people, who have had their input. For me personally, public-private partnering is the answer, and it's so much needed for the future of the Isle of Man.
I also spoke to the clerk at Ramsey Commissioners, who says the consultation will allow the authority to see what the residents want in the town. Derek Flint added that the commissioners and residents depend on the town thriving and believes the partnership with the Northern Chamber of Commerce is a key strength for the town.
Well, this exhibition gives the people of Ramsey and also for the surrounding area a voice to say what they think. Now, we pick up loads of things on social media and in conversations about what people think should and should not be done with the town. But this is a real opportunity to collect all those views and actually do something with it. So it provides us with a lot of intelligence, if you will, in terms of where we should be looking in terms of our improvements, our strategy and the like. And that coincides with what the Chamber wants as well, really, in terms of their business intelligence, if you will, trying to find out what makes the town more attractive, increases footfall, and therefore the knock-on effect for them is that it increases trade and business.
They mentioned that they want to do more about working with the public sector and the private sector and things like that. Is that something you will take on board yourselves?
One of the things that we're keen on as a commission is that we don't exist in isolation. So as the public purse gets smaller and smaller and there's more and more scrutiny in terms of how public money is spent, we've got to look at different ways of doing things. Now, whether that's collaboration with our fellow commissions in the north or whether it's more public-private initiatives, which is something which has been only really tentatively explored on the island, these are all things that are up for discussion. We've just got to find better ways of doing what we do well, and that's turning Ramsey into a really good place to live, work and do business.
How important is it for you and the Commission to work with the Northern Chamber of Commerce?
We have a really good relationship with the Chamber. So one of our political members sits on there. Myself and the Deputy Town Clerk regularly attend meetings. And it's all about listening and seeing where we can help each other, I suppose. We depend on the town thriving for a number of reasons, pays our rates, if you will, in terms of business rates. But we've also got to make sure that business owners get a good deal out of that as well, and they feel that they're being listened to and that we're meeting their needs and demands. So it's a great source of dialogue. We meet casually and informally as well, and I think it's one of the strengths of the town, and we've probably not seen the best of it yet.
Is there anything that you and the Commissioner are hoping to get out of the drop-in session?
There's some really good ideas on the boards in reception at the Town Hall, and they've been designed and thought through by really talented urban architect Betty Loring Cover. People know their town, they know what's best for it, and with a little bit of thinking, with that information, we can actually then go away and digest it and look at what it really means. And you know what, there might be some surprises in there in terms of things we hadn't thought of and things we hadn't perhaps fully understood in terms of what the town is all about. I can only just repeat what the Chamber has said, really, in terms of that wanting to almost like compel people to come and do something and contribute and have their voice, because that's really important if we're going to run some improvements over the next 5 to 10 years in the town. So please do come down and get your felt tips out and let us know what you think.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.